For the first time, private schools in the voucher program would have to report the same numbers as public schools do. Republican Representative Luther Olson drafted the plan.
It looks at the tests, which are basic reading, writing, and mathematics. It looks at closing the achievement gap and, looks at dropout rates, attendance rates, and if you're moving kids toward college and career readiness.
The bill would go further than demand those numbers. It would also give poor-performing schools 3 years to improve, or the state would kick them out of the choice program. Olson says it's important to hold voucher schools accountable.
Because they get taxpayers' money. We are charged with being good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars, and we also need to have a system so that parents know if they send their children to any of those schools how well they're doing.
I'm glad that they have finally heeded the call that members from my side of the aisle have been making for years now.
That's State Representative Mandela Barnes of Milwaukee. He supports Olson's bill in concept, but doesn't think it goes far enough.
You get background checks for teachers, that's still missing, and that's huge. People want qualified teachers and teachers with clean backgrounds who are going to educate their students. Board meetings that are subject to open meeting requests, regular board meetings.
Barnes says a bill by Democratic Senator John Lehman hits the mark. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss agrees the Olson bill needs work, but only tweaking. Voss insists fellow Republicans are on the right track.
I think that there's a broad consensus that we want to have accountability for all schools that receive taxpayer dollars, but I certainly don't think that we want to have a version that treats choice schools more harshly than we treat failing public schools.
Voss predicts it could take legislative leaders until spring to settle on a bill to bring to the floor. He says they have until the start of the 2014 school year because this year's classes are already underway. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.